My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Speaking of execution, that's what this man does better than anyone. He has been one of my favorites for a long time. You notice in the world of football content on social media today, there are thousands of people trying to show you tape and break it down in the all 22. There is one man and one man only who has been doing this longer and better than anybody. And it is the senior producer at NFL Films and a name we all know, none other than Greg Cosell, who is going to join us every Wednesday right here on Willard and Dibbs during the football season. And we are beyond thrilled to be a part of this. So welcome, Greg. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys, it's really good to be with you, and we'll have some fun this year.
We darn well are going to. There's no doubt. So right here on the River Islands guest line, it is Greg Cosell. And one of the first questions I want to throw out there is specifically because of what just went down yesterday. We get to game week. We wake up to the news that Trent Williams is back. Greg, how would you describe, through his career, especially with the 49ers, the difference in offensive execution with and without Trent?
Oh, it's significant for a number of reasons. And we can start again. You guys know that all I do is study tape. So let's look at it both from a passing game and a running game perspective. From a running game perspective, what you get is the fact that he gives you mobility on the edge. So their run game can be so much more diverse, multiple, because of his ability to work to the edge. He looks like a running back when he moves. And that's the critical piece in the run game, is it gives them so much more multiplicity. In the passing game, what you have to think about with the passing game is this. In the NFL, what is the most important down? It's third down. If your offensive tackles cannot protect one-on-one on the edge, then your whole passing game changes, because that means you have to keep in a back and or a tight end, not only maybe as a primary pass protector, but to chip. And that changes the route concepts. All offensive coordinators want to send 5 eligible receivers out. Trent Williams can block anybody one-on-one, and that allows the 49ers passing game to be as multiple as it can be, and that's what Kyle Shanahan wants.
Hey, have you seen any slowdown in his game since he's gotten into his mid-30s?
No. I mean, look, let's understand one thing. It's the NFL. Do guys get beat once in a while? Of course they do. It's the NFL. You're playing against great players on a weekly basis. But no, overall, and I've watched every game for years and years and years and years, I would say that no, last year was not a case where I felt like, man, Trent Williams is really slowing down. So, of course, he's missed time now. We'll see. You know, don't forget, he's still older, and it is week one, and we can certainly talk about the Jets because they've got a really, really good front six, and they put a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, I look forward to getting some Jets questions in there, but I want to ask you, Greg, about the totality of the offensive line, where they had a couple of breakdowns in the Super Bowl that may have cost them a touchdown in overtime. What do you make of the unit outside of Trent Williams and how they match up to other teams they're going to face?
Well, I think they're really strong on the left side. Williams, we just talked about. I think Aaron Banks has turned out to be a really good player. Brendel's been really solid at center. You know, I think the right side is a question mark. As we speak right now, is it going to be Burford or Pooney starting on Monday night? Do you know?
Pooney.
Yeah, Pooney's going to get the gig this year.
Yeah, he was very impressive on tape in college. So we'll see how he does. He's still a rookie. You know, he's one of those guys that strikes me that he'll just be a really solid player. McKivitz, you know, he to me is a little bit of a question. I remember watching him coming out of West Virginia. I think he struggles at times in one-on-one pass protection. And as I said, that can be a concern in the pass game, particularly on third down. But obviously he's going to be the starting right tackle. He did that all of last season. He had some tough moments at times. So we'll see. So the right side, look, any rookie is a work in progress, and McKivitz can have some issues in pass protection. So we'll see how it goes. But I think from center to the left side, I think that's a really, really solid O-line.
Greg Cosell with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game, NFL Films, and will be every single Wednesday throughout the football season. Greg, you're a guy, and this is why you're a throwback, you deal with facts. There are not a lot of people left that deal with facts in our industry, and so this is one thing I've been waiting to ask you. Does your head explode when you hear the Brock Purdy conversation? Because you watch things on film.
Right.
That I feel other people twist into things about the draft and the system and all of that. So what do you see when you watch him on film?
Well, it's funny you say I deal in facts. I deal in watching film. Now, you know, people can say that different people can have different interpretations of film, but I deal in film. I don't deal in takes or interpretations. You know, Brock Purdy does two things exceptionally, exceptionally well that were very hard to see coming out of college, because the college game, he really didn't need to do those things. Number one, and this is really, really impressive, is he is so good responding in half a second, and that may be too long, responding to late coverage rotation, to when a defense disguises coverage and they move at the snap of the ball and the coverage changes. He sees that instantly, picks it up, and knows exactly where to go with the football. Secondly, he has unbelievable anticipation. You don't have to make a lot of those kinds of throws in college football, but he is just a master at being able to throw the ball very often before receivers break. He has a great feel for zone windows and where do you throw the ball. Everybody thinks about playmaking at the quarterback position as being guys who can run around. Playmaking at the quarterback position is also about throwing the ball with tremendous anticipation. Now, you made the point about system. Every quarterback runs a system. That's not a negative. Executing the system at a high level is not a negative statement.
You said that because for years I've been talking about system quarterback not being pejorative, but rather praiseworthy of a guy who's running the system. This system is a lot of 21 personnel, Greg, as you know, with the fullback and two wide receivers. Explain to me the difference between Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel and exactly what their strengths do for this scheme.
Well, they're totally different players, which is good to have at the receiver position because you don't want every receiver to be the same. I would say that Ayuk is a really good receiver. I wouldn't say he's a true explosive vertical receiver in that he's going to just run by and get on top of corners with speed. So you don't necessarily say, boy, he's a big-time three-level dimension. He can win over the top at times with route running. But I would say Ayuk, and don't forget, this is where system does come into play as well, and that's not a negative. The higher percentage of his splits came inside the numbers, okay? So that means very often that these reduced splits, they almost always result in free access into his routes. He's very quick into his route. He has tremendous route quickness. So what happens is that really challenges off-coverage corners. And he's got stride length because he's long. So he can challenge these off-coverage corners. Those are two things that are strengths of his game, route quickness and stride length. So Ayuk's a really, really good receiver in that sense. You know, I thought when I watched his tape, and I'm so glad he got his money. I mean, I never begrudge anybody getting money. But I'd say if I were to describe him as to what he is, I'd say he's a sudden, explosive mover. He's got nuanced route running traits. He's got great route quickness. He can separate and run away from man coverage. And he has zone awareness to work into voids. That's what he is. He's a really good receiver. Samuel's a little different because he's more physically built. He's more powerful. Obviously, in the context of this system, he's more multiple in where he lines up and how he's used. He's used in motion a lot. Obviously, the Niners are one of the teams that uses motion, maybe top three in the NFL in terms of percentage of snaps. They're two different receivers. Samuel is really, really good run after catch.
Greg, I think this fan base is waiting for this answer. Might be a little bit of a weird question for you, but because Nick Bosa missed camp last year, and it seemed like at minimum he started slow, and he sort of spoke to that a little bit. Have you seen on tape through the years, because obviously now people are looking at Ayuk and Trent, have you seen through the years difficulty early in seasons with players who have missed camp?
That often happens, yeah. You don't forget, football and everybody is concerned about players getting hurt, and that's a natural thing to be concerned about. Look, there's no question that teams that, let's say, have a star quarterback, you know, you don't want your quarterback out there getting hurt, you know, because if he gets hurt and misses a season, you're kind of in trouble. So there's no question that that's a major concern. So what very often happens is players are not necessarily in game shape. And so it takes them a little time. Sometimes they get nagging injuries, and that can happen. But Nick Bosa is obviously a great, great player. I mean, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be around offensive linemen, offensive tackles, and the way they talk about Nick Bosa is really, really high level.
And it'll be a fun matchup against Tyron Smith on Monday night. You mentioned veteran quarterback, and I wanted to ask you about the tape on Aaron Rodgers, not last year, obviously, four snaps.
Right, right.
Although I'm sure you watched all four seven times because it's your due diligence. And I put some respect on your name, Greg, because I know you do your homework. But the previous year in Green Bay, Mark and I have talked about how maybe he was slowing down and losing a step. What did you see on the last year of tape from Green Bay?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're talking about a guy who may be the best thrower for football we've ever seen. But I thought that in terms of his legs, he didn't have the same legs that he had when he was younger. And that would be the only thing that, again, might concern me. I'm very anxious to see Rodgers for that reason, because so much of the way a quarterback plays comes from the bottom up. And I'm really curious to see, you know, coming off that particular injury, too, that's a very serious injury in Achilles, if he still has legs. Because I thought he was losing a little bit of that. And by that, I don't mean just running around, although it clearly showed up in his mobility. It wasn't quite the same. But it's also in the way you throw a football. Obviously, just throwing a football, the guy is unparalleled. So we'll see. You know, to me, this is speculation now, and everybody's going to have an opinion. I'm usually not a guy who speculates. I want to wait and see him play. And, you know, he's playing against you guys on Monday night, so we'll see.
Greg Cosell, senior producer, NFL Films, joining us here, Weather and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Greg, what about Sauce Gardner? What's your take on him and how they'll line him up against either Brandon or Debo or both?
Well, let's understand a couple of things. Now, certainly something could change, although I doubt it will, but Sauce Gardner is not a matchup corner. He has not been in his couple of years in the league. He lines up at left corner. DJ Reed lines up at right corner. They don't play them as matchup corners. So, it's, you know, he's not necessarily going to play only versus Samuel or only versus Ayuk. He's going to be at left corner. And the Jets, the strength, really, I mean, those two corners are really, really good, and Gardner is so long and so athletic, and he moves so easily for someone with that kind of length. But their front six is really, really good, and they've got a number of pass rushers who can win with what we call speed to power, and that's the most difficult thing for offensive linemen to deal with. So Jermaine Johnson, I think, could end up being a star in this league just based on what I saw from his tape a year ago. Those two linebackers, Mosley and Quincy Williams, are really, really good players, and then because of that, they play almost all nickel as their sub defense, because they do not want to take those two linebackers off the field. Just like the 49ers, when Greenlaw is healthy, they pretty much play predominantly nickel because they don't want to take Warner or Greenlaw off the field. But this is a difficult defense to play against. They're very, very good.
Will they play more man or more zone in coverage? And also, looking back at the Super Bowl, Greg, the Chiefs played a ton of man, and it seemed to bother the Niners. Is that a trend that you see on film, that the Niners are better against zone than they are against man-to-man coverage?
Well, you got to feel comfortable playing man. The Chiefs had one of the best press corners in the league in Legarius Sneed, who is no longer a Chief. And Steve Spagnuolo, as a defensive coordinator, is a big believer in press coverage. He thinks that is an absolute key to playing quality defense in today's NFL. So the Jets don't normally play that way. It doesn't mean you won't see any press, but that's not their normal way of playing. So again, with a new season, an off season, a coaching staff that reassesses, we just don't know the answer to that, but they've not been a high percentage press man team.
Greg, when you look at these two defenses, and I know we haven't seen them yet this year, but there's a lot of the same characters in place. Do you think these might be two of the, if not the two, best defenses in the league?
I'm always leery of saying that before a season starts, but you're dealing with defenses that have a lot of really, really good talent. So, you know, look, the 49ers have a new play caller on defense. We'll see how that goes. You know, sometimes that can take time. But I thought some of the moves they made, I mean, I watched a ton of the Houston Texans defense this summer, actually. In the summer, I tend to rewatch a lot of NFL just because I can watch it differently. And Malik Collins is a really, really good player. That's a really good signing for the Niners. Leonard Floyd can still play. You know, I've always liked Evandre Campbell. You're dealing, they have two linebackers now that have tremendous length. So you're dealing, you know, the main question to me is who's going to play corner opposite Ward. I loved Renardo Green coming out of Florida State. I don't know if he's ready to start. Only they know that. But, you know, I think there's a lot of talent on the 49ers defense. There's certainly a lot of talent on the Jets defense. This is a really good test week one for in a sense, for both teams.
Without a doubt. And, you know, new faces, as you mentioned, new coordinator as well. And one player, unfortunately, who won't be there is Ricky Pearsall, who is a victim of a terrible incident earlier over the weekend. What do you make of his ability in this scheme when healthy for the 49ers?
Yeah, I loved his tape coming out. And by the way, I love Jacob Cowing too, by the way. Loved him. Ricky Pearsall, to me, when he got drafted by the Niners, I thought that that was a really, really good spot. You know, it's funny. I remember the year they traded up and took Ayuk. I was sitting home watching the draft, and because I had done Ayuk, you know, obviously coming out of ASU, I just said to myself, that's a perfect spot for him, an absolutely perfect spot. So Ricky Pearsall, to me, I think he's a really good route runner. I think he's a separator. I just think he's a really, really solid receiver, and he's bigger than people think. You know, I think when people thought of Pearsall, because he plays more, you know, at times more like a quick guy, I think a lot of people had the sense that, you know, he's a 5'10", 5'11 guy. Ricky Pearsall is big. Ricky Pearsall was 6'1 at the combine. I just think that he turned out to be one of my favorite receivers to watch. I thought he was one of the better route runners. I thought he had a refined understanding of how to use his vertical stem. I just thought that he was really detailed and nuanced for a college receiver.
Greg Cosell with us here on 95.7 The Game as we move toward Niners and Jets. And Greg, I wanted to ask you this one, not only because it's significant for this game, but there's probably people listening who have fantasy football teams who would love to know your take on Breece Hall. Last year, he was coming off of a major injury, and by the end of the year, it looked like this guy could turn into, the best running back in the game, not named Christian McCaffrey. What's your take?
Yeah, no, I loved Breece Hall. I thought the year he came out, I thought he was the best back in the draft. He's big. He can run. He has an explosive element to his game, so he can take it to the house. He's a very, very good receiver. He is a complete back. I mean, in some ways, your point is correct. You know, as a complete back, he could be right there after McCaffrey, who's obviously the most complete back in the league. I don't think there's any question about that. But Hall has those kinds of traits and that kind of skill set. And he's about 215 pounds, so you're not dealing with a scat back kind of body. So Breece Hall could end up being a big-time back. The Jets definitely improved their O-line, you know, assuming Tyron Smith can stay healthy. When he was healthy last year with Dallas, he played at a really high level. He looked like Tyron Smith. So if it really is a function of can this Jets O-line stay healthy, because they've definitely upgraded it.
selfish portion of the program, Greg. I've got Garrett Wilson on my team. What do you see from Garrett on tape? And how is this going to look? Start him or sit him, Greg? No, I'm kidding. What do you see on the tape from Garrett Wilson that I'll be able to enjoy this season?
Yeah, no, he's really, really good. I mean, he's a complete receiver. You know, you'd love for him to be a little bigger. He's only about, what, 5'10", 5'11", 180-some-odd pounds. But in this era of the NFL where more and more teams use motion and they get receivers free access off the ball and there's a lot more formation variation, the size issue or lack thereof is nowhere near the same issue it was, you know, 15-20 years ago. He is really sudden. He's quick. He's explosive. He's a true three-level receiver. So Garrett Wilson, I mean, he'll be the number one receiver on this team. Now, Mike Williams, assuming health, I assume he's going to go Monday night from everything I see. He's really a tough guy to deal with, too, because he is big, he's physical, and he has speed to be a vertical player. So it's going to be really interesting. The Jets, this offense could be really good, by the way.
Greg, can we go back to Brock Purdy as well for this? Like, you, I love the way you talked about some of the intricate things that he does. What I would love to know is who else around the league does those same things well? Because comparing him to other players who are 6'4 and the number one overall pick becomes really difficult for people. Who would you compare him to in the league?
Oh, you know, I'm not good with comparisons, just like I'm not good with lists, because everybody's different. You know, Purdy is he's a timing, rhythm-based player. He sees it quick and sees it well, sees it right. He's asked to make a lot of difficult throws. Don't forget, in this offense, a ton of throws are between the numbers and between the hashes. Those are difficult throws. There's a lot of bodies there. The timing that's required and the precise ball location that's required to do that at a consistent level really says a lot about what kind of player he is. So it's not a matter of comparing him. You know, he's a really, really good player. The reason I imagine people that have questions about him, and look, he's only played 2 years, but the reason I'm sure they do is because he's not as big as you like. He doesn't have a power arm. You know, he doesn't have a gun. He has way better mobility than people might think, and we've seen that a number of times. But he just knows how to play the position innately. And, you know, those are traits, too. People lose sight of what I spoke about earlier and what he's really good at. Those are traits. Everybody thinks of traits being, oh, he can run around, or, man, he's got a big arm and can throw it hard. You know, the quarterback position is a very nuanced, subtle, detailed position. And Purdy is really, really good at those elements of the position.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We can't wait to do this every single week.
So good.
Especially when we got a game to look back on. So next Wednesday, we're already counting down the days, man. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to be with you guys every week. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, there, man. It is. The senior producer at NFL Films, Greg Cosell. That was meaty. That was good.
Meaty.
And I'll give you the first thing that went through my head just listening to all of that.
Okay.
Sounds like he thinks the Niners nailed the draft, too.
Yes, and sounds like he thinks, you know, pending the tape, because we don't do prognostications, that would be a prognostication sensation is
That's
what that would be.
Yep.
But what he does,
cha-ching!
What I hear him say is that they have a lot of really good players and a coach who's really good at scheming offensive football, he thinks they're going to be good.
Yeah, although same for the Jets.
Yeah?
There's a lot of good players in this game, man.
And you know what I just realized?
There's a lot of good players in this game.
You and I were poking through the depth chart getting ready for Monday. You know what this game is, right?
No.
Javon Kinlaw revenge
it
game.
It is.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, looking at that Jets defensive line, I was like, good player, good player, good player, and Javon Kinlaw.
Well.
So there's that, too.
I guarantee you he's going to be motivated in this game.
Sure also, he will.
DJ Reed, revenge game, former Niner in the second.
Yeah, and he is a good player.
And
he's
probably
player.
Less agitated by the recent doings.
No question, but.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.